Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and here's Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It is Jim Valley. You damn right, the effing king of recovery, back. Because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
You all fat, neck bearded, mouth breathing trolls.
Well, it is May the 4th. And people always say, May the 4th be with you. You know what that means.
Welcome to World Class Championship Wrestling. Tonight, Wrestling Star Wars Reunion Arena in downtown Dallas.
Okay, you didn't know that it meant world class wrestling. They did probably at least a dozen different wrestling Star Wars shows. They did Thanksgiving and Independence Day, I think Labor Day. So they just did their big extravaganza for a number of years, like 81, 82 through 88 or so was wrestling Star Wars. And of course, Disney would not let you get away with that today. And back then, wrestling, even world class, was, I guess, underneath the radar. And in the interview we already recorded, we'll talk about it on the show, about how there used to be the Super Bowl of wrestling. And again, a trademark that the NFL protects very dearly. And we were wondering, did anyone else do both? And guess what?
From Texas Stadium in Irving, Texas, Star Wars Super Bowl of Wrestling.
World class did both. Just boom, boom. Stealing two IP shamelessly. Oh, that Fritz Von Erich. Well, we will not be talking world class today, but we are going to be talking some old school wrestling. We are going to be charting the territories with author and my friend Al Getz. And he's got an interesting concept where he charts the success of various wrestlers as they go through to the territory, sort of like stats on the back of a baseball card. So, talk about inside baseball. We are going to get inside wrestling. This is a super nerdy, nerdy show. Even some wrestling fans are going to go, little too deep of a dive for me. And that's okay. But it's a good show. Lots of fun history and information as we go back in time and talk about some of the territories. So stand by. We chart the territories next. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
PSA for anyone who's not the best at remembering dates. Mother's Day is May 12th. Luckily, finding something she'll love is easy. Just go to Kohl's. I got a Sephora fragrance set for $35. Then with the extra 20% off, I scored cute PJs for just $19.99 and jewelry for under $30. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash and found even more great prices across the store. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 12th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and it's Jim Valley. And joining us in studio, not from his home in Atlanta, Georgia, is my friend and author of Charting the Territories. It's a whole series of books. We'll talk about them in a bit, but it's Al Getz.
Hey, Jim, how's it going? Great to be here live in studio for this edition of Wrestling Observer Live.
Well, you know something? Why are you here? You're not here for wrestling.
No, I'm actually in Seattle to catch the Braves, the Atlanta Braves. And in addition to being a wrestling historian and fan, I am also a big baseball fan. And so the Braves are on a West Coast road trip. I'm here in Seattle, where earlier today I saw them defeat the Mariners. And I'm actually from here, I'm heading to LA, where I'm hopefully going to go see them beat the Dodgers.
So everyone knows now we're recording this on Wednesday. But, you know, when I think of the Braves... And it's funny because I had some friends, some sons of some friends of mine come up there in their 20s, and they came to see the Braves as well, and they stayed the night here. And I was telling them, not that they cared, but when I think of the Braves, I think back to the days of WTBS and when you'd watch Georgia Championship Wrestling or World Championship Wrestling, and there'd be the Braves, America's team.
America's team, yeah. And sometimes when you were hoping to tune into World Championship Wrestling, but the Braves game went into extra innings or was going long, and you have to watch the Braves before you could watch the wrestling.
Yep, they'd oftentimes interrupt my wrestling, but such is the life of a young wrestling fan. Matter of fact, we were talking, my friends and I, who came to see the Braves, there was a baseball player. A Braves baseball player who talked about, and I guess, flirted with becoming a pro wrestler. And I couldn't remember his name. I texted Tony Schiavone, name drop, and even he couldn't remember. Do you know this?
Well, I mean, there were stories in the magazines in the 80s about Bob Horner.
There it is!
I don't know that that was true or not, or just a fun story to tell. But of course, because of the connections with Turner owning TBS and the Braves and being affiliated with wrestling, that Horner had considered going into professional wrestling.
Nicely done. Nicely done as I give you a round of applause. But yeah, I mean, America's team. And back in the days of cable, you know, Georgia Championship Wrestling, the first TV show to reach 1 million people. And then the Braves were national, and that's how they got so many fans.
Right. And now we're used to seeing games on cable and being able to see our team play, you know, out of town. But back then, this was a very unique thing. There were only a few superstations. There was TBS. There was WGN in Chicago. There was one of the channels in New York. I forget if it was WOR Channel 9, which showed the Mets, or Channel 11, which showed the Yankees. But one of them was a superstation as well. So fans across the country could get to see a team from another city play.
Listen to us, we sound like pilgrims. The heck, that sounds so ancient to say these things. It's just, it's amazing how technology has come. Did you watch a lot of the Superstation and wrestling when you got cable?
I did. As a matter of fact, the first wrestling I ever saw was when I was visiting my grandparents in Florida. I was flipping through the channels, and I settled upon, I didn't even know it was wrestling at the time, but I saw someone with splotches on his belly welly, and he was doing an interview, and I don't even know what he was talking about, but I was just captivated by this man and his charisma. Of course, it was Dusty Rhodes, and from that point on, I was hooked. As a kid, I was probably 11 years old at the time, and I went back home to New York, where I grew up, and sought out wrestling on TV. And of course, we had the WWF at the time. But of course, we also got cable not long thereafter, so I discovered other wrestling as well.
What were some of your favorites growing up?
I loved Piper. I did love mostly the baby faces, but the cool heels, as we would call them now, like Piper. I remember when Savage came to the WWF, he was just doing, just his routine was different than everybody else up there, because all the baby faces were much more white meat, and the heels were evil, you know, bad, mean, nasty, and often not attractive guys. And then here you have Savage, who looks like $1 million, who talks like $1 million, who's got the swagger and the attitude and the talk. And it was just, I just, especially at that point when I was a teenager and I was starting to be a rebellious teenager, of course, a character like that appealed to me, much in the same way as Stone Cold appealed to teenagers in the 90s.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Road Warriors appealed to me because they look cool. They had huge, big, muscly bodies. They'd fly around the ring, didn't take crap from anybody, and destroyed everyone. Who wouldn't love that?
Yeah, I love them too, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, and Savage, you know, so often people say, oh, don't do spectacular moves if you're a heel. And Savage did all of those babyface moves.
He did.
It's like a panther.
I actually saw his first match at Madison Square Garden. He had been on TV a few times, and I think he had done some house shows, but the first time he ever appeared at Madison Square Garden, I went to that show. I think it was also the debut of the Killer Bees that night as well. Of course, Brian Blair, the president of the Cauliflower Alley Club, was one of the Bees.
A great guy. How many shows have you seen at Madison Square Garden growing up?
Not that many. So The first house show I ever went to, I remember the date, March 17th, 1985. And the reason why that date's important is it was 2 weeks before WrestleMania 1. And recall that WrestleMania 1 was held at the Garden. So here they are in a venue they normally run every month, but they're running it 2 weeks before, you know, the biggest show that they will ever have put on. But that was amazing. So the main event was just a six-man tag with a lot of the stars, but the big draw, they had a live Piper's Pit with Mr. T. So T was there and Hogan was there, and it ended up with an almost brawl with all the cops coming in. And me as a 14-year-old kid, this was just the most amazing thing I'd ever seen in my life up to that point.
And that was on TV, wasn't it? They put that on TV?
No, that one was not televised. That was the it was February. That was, I think, and actually, well, no, the MTV ones were the year before the war to settle the score. But I think they did something earlier in 85 that was on MTV. But this one was just a regular, it was a Sunday afternoon house show.
That's amazing. I mean, in the heat those guys had.
Yeah, and Mr. T, again, is one of those, if you weren't there at the time, you can't understand how much of a mainstream star Mr. T had been based off the A-Team. I mean, this is just, you know, nowadays there's a gajillion TV shows, but back then you had three networks and he was the star of the top rated show on NBC. And he was a legitimate tough guy. He had a very unique look and charisma. So he was a major mainstream star. And here he is in the wrestling ring with Piper and Orton and Hogan. And it was just magical.
No, I mean, you cannot underestimate Mr. T's contribution to wrestling.
And you know, not just him, but also Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, her too.
You know, just everything. And we were talking earlier at dinner about sometimes it's all about timing, being in the right place at the right time. And here what happens with what Vince does with the WWF in the mid-80s, it was just perfect time, perfect people, perfect accessories to bring in from outside wrestling as well. And just everything clicked in a way that, you know, no one thought it would.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to pick someone who'd be an equivalent of Mr. T, who'd be like a Conor McGregor if he made movies. I don't know. I mean, someone who people bought into, a legitimate tough guy, who was a big star, who also was a pop culture phenomenon, who also was very hot at the time. And granted, he cooled off quickly, but at that moment, it was perfect. You're right.
Yeah, I almost want to say Logan and Jake Paul in a way or something like that. Or also I'd say Liam Hemsworth. If for whatever reason Liam Hemsworth decided to do a wrestling angle, I think it would work because he looks the part and he's got the charisma and you know, I could see him being successful.
Yeah, no, I think you got a point as far as that whole package. Well, we've talked a lot about TBS and WWF, but I want to get into some lesser territories that haven't been covered as much, that you cover in your books, Charting the Territories. So we'll talk about an interesting way to look at territories and the success relative of wrestlers in said territories. So we'll talk about that and more with Al Getz. It's Jim Valley. Stand by. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live, here with author Al Getz. And tell me what the concept is behind your books, the series, Charting the Territories.
Well, it's not only a series of books, it's also a website and a monthly podcast, but basically the idea, we talked about baseball earlier and wrestling, my idea was to create what I call back of the baseball card stats for professional wrestlers, which is something that hasn't really been done before. For baseball, you know, we know how many home runs Bonds hit. We know what Jeter's batting average. We know how many times they were all-stars, so on and so forth. But those same stats, batting average, home runs, so on and so forth, can be applied to all baseball players. So we can, you know, look at the guys that weren't superstars and Hall of Famers and still have some idea of quantifying their accomplishments. And there really hadn't been anything like that in wrestling. We know how many times Bruno Sammartino sold out Madison Square Garden. We know how many times Ric Flair held the world heavyweight title, or although the number keeps changing as we find out more and more things, but there were no stats that could be applied to all wrestlers. So I decided to invent one. I invented a statistic, and I call it a spot rating, and it stands for statistical position over time, but it basically measures a wrestler's spot on the cards, because in the era of the territories, the most important match was the main event, was the one they advertised as the main event, so clearly the wrestlers in the main event must have been more important than other wrestlers on the card, and if a wrestler keeps showing up in main events and can go from town to town and place to place and territory to territory and is always used in the main events, well, that means he must have been a pretty good professional wrestler. He must have drawn a lot of money because they kept him in the main events.
It's an interesting idea. So what books, what have you compiled? What territories have you charted?
So to date, I have released 4 books, and the first 2 covered Leroy McGuirk's territory. And of course, Leroy McGuirk was the promoter in Oklahoma and Louisiana and the surrounding areas, who Bill Watts was a partner of his. And of course, in 1979, Watts and Leroy split, and Watts, of course, named his new promotion Mid-South Wrestling. But my books cover the periods from 1971 through 1976 for Leroy's territory, which featured a lot of stars. Bill Watts, of course, was the big wrestler star at the time. Danny Hodge was the perennial world junior heavyweight champion, but also a lot of wrestlers, guys like Dusty Rhodes, the Hollywood Blondes of Buddy Roberts and Jerry Brown, cut their teeth in Leroy's territory.
Yeah, I mean, thumbing through the book, you see a lot of stars you don't necessarily associate with that territory because, well, people went through every territory.
And that's the thing about the territories, and that's one of the reasons why I call this project Charting the Territories. We're literally not just charting the territories, but we're also looking at the wrestlers' paths through the territories. In my first book, one of the wrestlers who comes in for a nice little run is, he's called Rip Kirby in this promotion, but he's better known as Roger Kirby. And most wrestling fans that know their stuff might have only thought that Roger Kirby only wrestled in Central States because that's where he spent most of his time. But like all these other wrestlers, he would spend time all over the place. He wrestled not only for Leroy McGuirk's territory, he also wrestled in Florida in 1975 when Harley Race was the booker. So, of course, Harley Race, being another guy best associated with Central States, decided when he got the book to bring in his friend and trusted ally to help him out in Florida.
Which is what bookers do. You always bring in your crew.
I always say, if you're trying to figure out which territory Gary Hart was booking, where's the spoiler wrestling? Because wherever Don Jardine was, it meant Gary Hart was the booker there, because he knew he could rely on Don. And Don was a great masked heel wrestler, really. And of course, the Undertaker, the Undertaker's walk on the ropes came from the spoiler. So, and back then, this was a move that nobody was doing, let alone anybody of the spoiler size. So it's so great to leaf through this book and see names that you had heard of, but that you didn't know wrestled in this territory. It's also interesting to see, were they a babyface or a heel? Were they a main eventer? Were they lower on the cards? And so on and so forth.
Here's a guy by the name of Bob Backlund.
Yeah, Bob Backlund, if you read his autobiography, his earliest matches were in Louisiana. He trained at Vern Gagne's camp, but ends up heading down to Louisiana. And I think he said for the first couple of weeks, he was living out of his car and eating canned tuna fish.
Right below Bob in the book, this guy by the name of Bob Demon. And I wish I took that name. That'd be a great radio name.
I mean,
Bob Demon.
You know, if you're going to name your kid Bob Demon, there's only a few career paths that he can go into. And fortunately, pro wrestling was one of them.
Yeah, Bob Demon, the evil insurance salesman.
But maybe it was pronounced, like, maybe there's supposed to be an accent over the E and it's Bob Demon.
You could be right, yeah. Could be right, like Razor Ramon.
Yes, Bob Demon.
Bob Demon. No, but there's Chuck O'Connor, Big John Studd.
Yeah, young Chuck O'Connor. And here's the interesting thing is he's used just in the mid cards, and someone is of his size. He wasn't as muscular when he was younger, but he was 6'3" at least, legitimate, probably more than that. And, you know, it's just fascinating to see these guys getting their teeth, you know, cutting their teeth or getting their feet wet, whichever body part, you know, you want to use, teeth or feet. But being such an oversized and large wrestler, it's interesting to see that they are just not getting a push. They're just working in the mid cards for a few months, and then they move on to somewhere else. And over the years, they gain more and more experiences by working in different places with different opponents and different tag team partners. And eventually, they're going to get their push.
Yeah, and you go through different dates, different cards, different results.
We have for this book, so this is one territory in a 3-year period of time, and we have about 2,500 house shows. So that's one territory averaging over 800 shows a year, and these records are probably only about 80-85% complete. But just the number of shows these territories ran, they weren't just running one show a night. They had a roster of 25 to 30 guys, and they would run 2-3, sometimes 4 different house shows a night, and all the wrestlers would be sent to different places night in, night out. So you might be in the same territory as a good friend of yours, but you might not see them for 2 weeks at a time because you're on different shows in the same territory, and then you might end up wrestling one another, you know, 7 nights in a row.
Hey, Dennis Stamp got booked.
Dennis Stamp got booked. Yeah, this is one of the places he actually got a nice little push here. I believe he teamed up with Bull Bolinski, who was had the gimmick of a truck driver. But Stamp, yeah, people make fun of Stamp for his appearances on Beyond the Mat and his sense of humor about it. But Stamp
was a good hand.
Yeah, he was a good hand. He was a star here. He was a star in Amarillo.
Yeah.
He was a star in quite a few places.
Looking at the biggest feuds of different years. There's in 1971, there's Bill Watts versus Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, that's wild to think about because this is youngish Dusty.
Yeah.
But 71, he didn't turn babyface until 74 in Florida.
Sure.
So he is a bad guy. He's a heel. He has a big feud with Bill Watts. He wins the North American title from Watts, and then Watts spends most of the summer trying to get it back. And what's interesting about this territory is Watts is also booking behind the scenes. He's also part owner, so he's only wrestling three or four nights a week. And a lot of times Dusty will be wrestling against Bill Watts in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Little Rock. And then the rest of the week, he's feuding with Grizzly Smith down in Louisiana. Because Grizzly also only worked a few nights a week because he was running the towns in Louisiana. So you have Dusty. I don't know who I'd rather, you know, want to be in the ring with, Watts or Grizzly. I guess probably Watts.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, he's the top guy. He owns everything, so
yeah.
Or he's the guy, so you want to, you know, put him over and
but yeah,
make him look great.
The top feuds, similar to how I developed the spot rating, I also developed a statistic that measures a feud based on how often it happens in all the various towns in the territory.
Who is Dr. X in this time period?
In this territory, Dr. X was a guy by the name of Jim Osborne.
Okay.
Who had teamed up with Dick Beyer in the AWA the year prior as Double X and took the gimmick with him to Louisiana.
Probably with permission.
It's one of those that probably,
who knows
if we had permission or not. But in these days, there was no, you know, there was no copyright.
And there was no TV down there. No one else knew.
Yeah. And at the very least, he had teamed with Byers, so at least there was some legitimate connection to it. But he had a nice run. He ends up getting unmasked, but still comes back after taking a couple months off with the mask back on and continues to be a thorn in the side of Danny Hodge and Bill Watts for a couple of years.
Yeah, there's a lot of different people. There's Ivan Putski, Johnny Eagles, a number of people.
And you know Johnny Eagles from Portland, of course.
Very well.
Very successful. But Putski, they actually did, to start his feud with Dusty here, they did the same angle that Pepper Gomez always used to do with the jumping off the ladder onto the stomach. So they did it with Putski, and Dusty Rhodes jumps off. And I don't think he did the knee to the throat, but he did something, you know.
Sure.
Instead to start a feud with Dusty in Oklahoma and Louisiana.
And back here in this period, Ivan Putski is still doing the Mighty Igor gimmick, where he's all dressed up. He's not the muscular bodybuilder yet.
He's doing like the Mighty Igor type deal. And in fact, I believe his first appearances were they had him in the crowd as a fan. And of course,
sure. Because he's the Polish simpleton character.
Right.
No, Ivan Putski, the person, is not.
No.
Ivan Putski, the
Bednarski,
college
exactly. football star. Yeah.
But Ivan Putski, the character, back then was a simpleton who was, you could do that too.
So yeah, it's just really fascinating to see how many wrestlers in just a 3-year period went through this one territory, and of course to see how many shows they ran. We actually, in the book, we have a calendar for every month, and so you can see on every night of the week which towns they ran and see how often they ran the towns.
We're talking with the Helgets, author of Charting the Territory. There's also a podcast, not that I've been invited to be on it, but that's okay. Anyway, we'll talk about his book and some more wrestling history. Stand by. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Important news. Mother's Day is only 2 weeks away, but don't panic. Go to Kohl's. I was just there, and they have great prices on gifts for all of the moms in your life. You can pamper her with self-care favorites, treat her to Glam Sephora finds, get top picks for her coffee fix, and more. Plus, if you shop now, you'll save 20% on some of your gifts. Yep, it doesn't get much better or easier than Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends April 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Attention landowners, got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPB LLC.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and it's Jim Valley. You know, the past few weeks, talking about new wrestling and how it's better, I think, in many ways, than old wrestling as far as athleticism and creativity. But doesn't mean I don't like old wrestling. I'm quite an historian. I'm not as good as some, but I definitely, I think, know my stuff. So we're talking old wrestling today on this May the 4th with Al Getz, author of the Charting the Territory series. We've talked about Louisiana. Where else did you chart with the territories?
My third book covered Heart of America, which is better known as Central States Wrestling, the territory based in Kansas and Missouri and some other parts. And then my fourth book, which was released earlier this year, covered Gulf Coast Championship Wrestling, based out of Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida.
So what, Bulldog Bob Brown, he number one in Kansas City?
In the early 70s, no. It's not till late 73 he gets the big push. But the big theme the first 3 years of the 70s in Kansas and Missouri is, can anyone stop Harley Race? Harley is the heel champion there, and you have baby faces, a diverse group of baby faces, guys like Rufus R. Jones, Danny Little Bear, Omar Atlas, the Stomper, who is Archie Gouldie, the Mongolian Stomper, and all of them are having matches with Harley Race, trying to knock him off the throne, and none of them are able to do so. And of course, it builds to, in 1973, there's a very famous title change that happens in Kansas City when Harley Race defeats Dory Funk Jr. to win the World Heavyweight Championship. That happens right in the Central States, what a lot of people consider one of the lower end territories, the lower tier territories. I'm not disputing that, but I'm just trying to give these underappreciated territories their flowers.
That's true. I mean, there've been a lot of different books. I think it's good to cover things that haven't been covered. It's kind of one of the reasons I talked about I do the Portland Wrestlecast, because no one was talking about Portland. And I'm not the biggest expert, but I think with my certain set of skills that I can do the show and try to educate people about that. So I think that's great. Was Harley Race, was he number one as far as the chart goes?
He was, yes.
Who was number two?
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you. But the thing about it is, because guys come and go, the baby faces I mentioned, Rufus, Omar, Little Bear, and Stomper, they're all, for a period of time, they're the top baby face. And then, you know, they'll have a series of matches with Harley. They either lose or they win, you know, by DQ. And then they step aside and another baby face moves in to take their place.
Did any of those territories have a wrestling Star Wars? Did they use the Star Wars name like World Class did?
I
guess this would be pre-77.
Yeah, that's the thing, because we're pre-77. But I do know, didn't Jarrett and Lawler have a masked wrestler named Darth Vader?
Did they? They probably did.
Did that. They had, remember, they had the Kiss Phantom. They would always, you know, whatever was hot.
They had Freddy.
They had Freddy.
They had Dr. Frank.
So I think they had someone work under a mask a couple of times as Darth Vader.
That wouldn't surprise me. I know that there were luchadors that were, was it C-3PO and R2-D2, but yeah. Wrestling Star Wars. I was always amazed, just shows you. You know, today there'd be a lawsuit. Lawyer like that.
Right. Well, look, a number of territories, they didn't use Star Wars, but a lot of territories for their big shows would call it the Super Bowl of wrestling.
Right.
And nowadays, yeah, you'd get sued in a heartbeat.
Yeah, because you can't, it's got to be the big game.
Right. Or, you know, they're even using entrance music. You know, nowadays you have to, they do it in-house.
It's licensed music, yeah.
You have to license it.
Exactly. The big game of wrestling doesn't quite work, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't work.
That sounds like Triple H's larger, older brother.
It does, yeah.
The big game.
The big game and the little game.
With the big show.
Right. Look at this. We're booking the territories now.
Please, I will tell you. So aside from being an historian, I also worked in independent wrestling in various capacities over the years as a manager and a commentator. And in my head as a kid, I always wanted to be a booker. And so for a very brief period of time, I got to book NWA Wildside out of Cornelia, Georgia.
Oh, nice.
It was the most miserable 3 months of my life. It's one of those, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. Everything I thought I wanted and hoped and dreamed about. Oh, it was miserable.
Was Bart Sawyer there when you were there?
When I was booking, no, but Bart was there when they first became Wildside, when Bill Barron's first came in and merged NWA Georgia. I'd also worked with Bart for Bert Prentice in Music City Wrestling.
Bart Sawyer is a friend of mine here in Portland.
Yeah, yeah.
Good guy. I didn't know if you knew him.
Yeah, I did.
We had talked about that.
Yeah.
So why was booking Wildside so rough?
That's a tough one. It's just when you're booking an independent promotion, it's really hard to keep everybody happy. And that's the thing that the bookers of indies and Bill Barron's, of course, had booked Wildside before and after I was there, also Anarchy Wrestling. And he just understood how to book things to make everybody happy. And me, I always thought it was important to have winners and losers of matches and to have guys just like in my books, there are preliminary wrestlers, there are mid-carders. Everybody's not going to be a title contender. And I think indie wrestling, a lot of the guys are used to always having their stuff and their spots and having their feuds. And that wasn't how I saw things. So a lot of the guys weren't happy when I was, having them lose more matches than they won. I mean, I can't just have everybody win half their matches.
Well, and that's the thing. I think a lot of times fans are like, think wrestlers are interchangeable action figures that you can just have them do whatever because it's not real. And, you know, everything in the back is a big joke. And that's not the way it is. You've got a lot of egos. You've got a lot of people with different ideas of their level of talent and what they think they're going to do in the future. So,
yeah, and it's just it's impossible to keep everybody happy, and I think a lot of the problem the wrestlers didn't like it was because I was doing things very differently to how my predecessors were doing it, and change is hard to accept.
Well, and back then too, there was a lot of compromising booking as far as we'll do an interference here so you lost but you didn't really lost or whatever. It's like there was very few concrete finishes.
Right. And
back then.
And I was trying to change that. I was trying to save those screwy types of finishes for the important matches to build to a rematch. Because if everybody's doing them up and down the cards, it doesn't stand out as something unique.
You were ahead of your time.
I was also behind my time because nowadays you look at a product like AEW and the fans want to see both wrestlers in a match get their stuff in. Yes, they probably want a certain one of them to win more than the other, but they want to see these wrestlers perform. You look at guys like my friend Anthony Henry, who's in AEW. They knew he wasn't going to win the majority of his matches, but as long as they got to see him look good and get his shine, get his stuff, that's what they want out of wrestling nowadays.
Right. You want to see quality matches.
And boy, AEW has quality matches.
I think so.
I think even their harshest critics can't deny that the things their wrestlers can do are incredible.
I don't know about that.
I, for whatever reason, I got a thing for the Young Bucks. I just cannot get into them. But I understand that they're incredible at what they do. And I don't think they stink right
That's
now.
Fair.
I just, for whatever reason, the stuff they do just doesn't appeal to me, but I see that it appeals to a lot of people.
That's fair.
A lot of people who are, consumers. So
I think that's a very fair statement. I think that's totally fair. So who do you like these days?
Anthony Henry is incredible, and I've also seen him grow, from 20 years ago when he just started out. He's just become really good. This has nothing to do with their in-ring ability, but the fact that R-Truth is able to stay relevant and over, that is a testament
genius.
To his charisma and personality.
And intelligence.
Absolutely. I remember, he feuded with AJ Styles in Wildside when I first started managing down there. And to see where both of them are, 20 years later, they still occupy top spots in the biggest company in the world. It's just incredible. I've always been a super, super big fan and supporter of AJ.
So it's remarkable. You think, AJ was too small, and then, he went to TNA, and you just thought WWE hires certain people, and AJ's super talented, but he doesn't. He's the square peg. And then he goes to Japan, comes to WWE. They don't call him something different. He's the phenomenal AJ Styles. A huge debut. Everyone still knows who he is. World champion. You know, great. Absolutely great.
And I believe Bill Behrens deserves a good part of the credit for keeping the name. I believe Bill was his agent. I believe a important part of the negotiations to sign with the WWE was that AJ kept his name.
I hope they didn't push back too hard, because that would have been stupid.
Well, this is also a guy that AJ actually turned down a developmental deal years earlier.
I remember that.
So you talk about he's not, you know, he's too small, this and that. He's also a guy that turned them down before.
Yeah.
And he
good for him.
Went and traveled the world and got his level star such that the WWE pretty much had no choice.
Right.
But if we say we're the number one company in the world, we have to have AJ Styles on our roster because he is one of the best wrestlers in the world.
And that's a path that a lot of people, Drew McIntyre, when he left, it's like you go and show them. And he showed him.
Yeah, I think a guy by the name of Cody.
Right. That guy.
Did very well for himself by leaving and forging his own path.
Yeah, and some we never hear from again.
True. That's just the crazy nature of pro wrestling.
No.
For every Cody and Drew and AJ, there's, you know, other guys that you thought were can't miss prospects that missed.
Or maybe they just want to go do something else.
Wrestling is not for everybody. And this is something that guys out of college with an athletic background think they can excel in. And when they're not, especially if they're a collegiate athlete, they're used to being the star, the big guy on campus. And now when they're the low man on the totem pole in developmental or on the indies, it's very sobering.
Yeah, no, it's a very unique set of skills. Especially today, you've got to be able to act and public speak and do great on interviews on top of wrestling and carrying a long interview segment sometimes. Now, you've got to be a very well-rounded type of athlete to succeed in modern wrestling today.
You do. You have to have more than just the athletic background. You have to have some of the other tools, charisma, speaking ability, things like that.
Acting
classes can help. But yeah. a guy like R-Truth, that's just him. That's not something he learned. That is just his innate personality and characteristics.
Yeah, we were talking about Ivan Putski. The character R-Truth is silly and dumb and forgetful, but the real person is a genius to be able to pull off all of that comedy. To have that kind of timing and wit, that guy is sharp as hell. Genius. Another guy I like as far as comedy, I think Orange Cassidy is great.
I'm the type of guy, you think I'm an old school guy, I love the territories, you think I might not like Orange Cassidy, love Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
I understand what he does, and I also understand how it appeals to the younger demographic nowadays. So we're both in our 50s, Jim. Let's be clear. We're not the target market of WWE or AEW or anybody. But I look at Orange Cassidy and what he does, and he connects with people in their 20s nowadays. That it's just brilliant.
You know, what's funny is because in the old school, it was the fewest bumps you take, that's the smartest wrestler. And here's Orange Cassidy, who's doing that. And I would say, you know, that's why you see so much acclaim for him. Yeah, there are critics, but no, I get him. He's great.
Yeah, it's just he's got a very unique charisma. He connects with that generation.
He's smart.
Yeah.
I think he's smart too. Just like
a lot of smarts to get there.
Absolutely. We're talking with Al Getz, charting the territories. We'll talk about how you can get the books, talk about his website and his podcast. Stand by. It's Jim Vallee, Wrestling Observer Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America,
America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and it's Jim Valley, and this has been a lot of fun, talking with Al Getz of Charting the Territories, and as we speak, you're on your way to...
Los Angeles.
To go see more Braves games.
Yes.
Do you do this all the time, or...
I like to travel and check out baseball games, both at the major league and minor league level. It's just something I enjoy doing.
Nice. That's fun. Well, come back anytime. Let me know the next time you're in the area. We'll hang out again. Okay. How can people get your books?
The Charting the Territories books are available worldwide on Amazon. Just search for Charting the Territories Al Getz. You can also, if you live in the continental United States, you can go to chartingtheterritories.com and order your copies there, and I will autograph them for you if you do that. As a matter of fact, I just autographed a copy for Jim a little while ago.
Yeah, it says to Jim, Al Getz. not my friend Jim. Not your great Jim. Oh. Not hot ass Jim. Nothing.
I didn't know I could write hot ass Jim. I was afraid your wife would see it.
Jeez, thanks a lot. To Jim, Al Getz. Sheesh. Even the Road Warriors gave me more than that. Jeez. Anyway, Mr. Big Time, what about this podcast I've never been invited on?
Yeah, the monthly Charting the Territories podcast is available wherever you get podcasts. It's myself and John Boucher, who's another great wrestling historian, very knowledgeable, and just like me, grew up in New York in the early 70s. But we do that once a month. And also, you can check out chartingtheterritories.com, or you can follow me on X or Twitter, whichever you prefer to call it, at Al Getz Wrestling. That's Al, G-E-T-Z Wrestling.
Now, you have some books that are going to be coming out, too.
My next book is coming out this summer, and if you like Bulldog Bob Brown, like you alluded to earlier, you will love my next book because he is all up in it.
People like Bulldog Bob Brown?
If people want to learn about Bulldog Bob Brown, this is the way to do it.
And so that'll be coming out when again?
That's coming out this summer.
And let me tell you, these are great books. Even if you grew up, you weren't born yet, you're going to learn so much. There's a ton of pictures and stats. You'll see the territory as far as the trips they took, the miles, and it'll give you really a nice snapshot as far as what life was like and what wrestling was like back in these territories. series.
Yeah, it's a great look into an era that's long gone, that wrestling is ain't the way it used to be.
Al Getz at chartingtheterritories.com. Thank you so much. You guys go out, have a great May 4th. May it be with you. And I will talk to you next week as always. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.